Welcome to Positively Healthy Radio with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. It's the second Saturday, and it is a hot one. Welcome to our show. Today we have two very special guests. We're going to talk about diabetes in the beginning, one of the most important subjects we can cover in our healthcare landscape today. But our very important guests are Megan, who runs our front desk and is in charge of loving patients, and she's one of the most loving human beings I have ever run across, and her soon-to-be super famous husband, who is a professional MMA fighter, Caleb Vallotton, also known as K-Lub, also known as the Python. And we're going to explain why, not just because he has really strong arms, but we're going to explain later in the program why he's called the Python. It has to do with his wrestling moves. But so today, again, we're in the beginning of the first segment. We're going to talk about diabetes. We are announcing officially, we've been giving talks to our patients for years about different health conditions and how to avoid them and how to get their body strong and healthy, but we're opening this talk up to the public. This is diabetes prevention and reversal. It's going to be June 17th, that's Monday night at 6 p.m. at my downtown Reading office. If you'd like to schedule for it, call us at 243-0889. We do not charge for the talk. There's no charge for it. There is we'll be just teaching. It's our duty to teach people, because doctor means teacher, not big shot who takes all your money. It means teacher, so that's what we're about doing. So, Megan, why don't you share a little bit about that?
Awesome. So, like you said, we are incredibly passionate about teaching at our office, and I'm especially excited about this talk because it's so important, not just for people who have diabetes or people on the verge of, but for people like myself and Caleb who just want to live a healthy life and want to be sure that we're taking all the steps that we need to maintain that healthy life throughout. So really excited about this talk because through it, you're going to be teaching us all the steps that we need to do and giving us the information so that we can live a healthy life. So the thing is, and I want to be sure too that, we're inviting everybody, not, like I said, not just the people who are at risk or who may have it, but everyone really, because, we want to be sure that we're getting the word out there and we're making sure that everybody has this information. So, and we're not living in a society right now that's being helpful. You know, if you go to the grocery store, we're not offered the best choices. We're not always, it's not easy. So we want to be sure that we have the information so we know what to do.
Exactly right. And not live off salad for the rest of your life or have to exercise like Caleb here, this animal machine that is also known as the Python. But how to take care of yourself. And it's interesting because more and more it's just become quote unquote normal to have diabetes. And this is absolutely no judgment on anyone who's suffering from that condition. It's a terrible, debilitating condition. And those of you suffering, my heart goes out to you. And more importantly, my heart as someone who is an expert at helping people deal with diabetes or pre-diabetic conditions. And a little bit about the condition in the beginning here. In the U.S., currently over 70 million people have diabetes. 70 million people. 24,000 people with diabetes lose their sight each year. Means just completely gone. In the U.S., diabetic retinopathy, which is what happens because when the body is expressing diabetes, the retinas stop receiving light from the nervous system, and that is the cause of blindness. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults over age 65. Interesting fact, 25% of people who have diabetes don't even know they have it. It's just that their bodies have just slowly been deteriorating in function over years. And 1.9 million new cases will be diagnosed each year. Here's the interesting thing and why this talk is so important. And if we get 100 calls right now or 1,000 calls at my office to schedule for this at 243-0889, that's fine because we'll rent out the Cascade or we'll have it at Whiskey Town or I don't really care. We have a PA system. I don't really care. I hope the whole community schedules for this. But The fact is nearly all cases are treatable and even curable with proper diet and lifestyle. And let me be clear, there are two different types of diabetes. There's type 1, which of course means you're born with it, which means that your beta cells in your pancreas stop secreting insulin. They're totally incapable. And there is what used to be called adult onset diabetes, because only adults were getting it. It means that through life, almost all lifestyle choices, as we got older, the pancreas was shutting down, insulin was not being manufactured properly, or too much of it in the body became insulin tolerant or insulin resistant. But of those, the type 2, the vast majority are treatable with proper diet and lifestyle. And I will show you that at this workshop. Again, there's no strings attached to this. Please come one and come all. Just call my office at 243-0889. Now, this is a scary fact. It used to be, again, known as adult onset. Now we're seeing children, Megan and Caleb, and for all of you out there, we're seeing children diagnosed earlier than 5 and being put on medication for diabetes at the age of 5.
Wow.
To think I have 4 boys, 15, 12, 10, and 7. To think of someone younger than my 7-year-old being put on medication for diabetes, my heart breaks wide open for that. And the thought, this is one of the reasons why Kenneth Cooper, a famous cancer doctor, we'll talk a little bit more about the link between cancer and diabetes in a moment, but he says that this is the first generation where parents are going to outlive their kids. In the history of man, the first generation where parents will outlive their kids. So a scary thing.
And for us too, we're at that age where we're thinking and talking about having a family, and our friends are too. And I think, a lot of people's intentions are really, really good. They just don't always have the knowledge and the information that they need. And so that's why for me, I'm so passionate about getting people to this talk and really making sure that they have the information so that, you know, we're doing the best that we can for our families. There are different options.
It's very true. And, I often will approach people, I'm careful about this, but people in supermarkets and things, I'm not crazy, but I don't like to get hit, especially by someone who fights like Caleb coming up later. But, I try to share with people because people, like you said, literally don't know. They're given so much information and so much misinformation. There's so much, you go to these, conventions, and that are run by Pepsi, and they wonder why, you know, all sorts of health conventions that are run by these companies that are putting out foods that are making people more and more ill, weaker systems. It's like, we don't know what to buy. So you go to the supermarket and all this marketing to us at the supermarket, we don't know what to buy. So we're going to teach people this workshop how to shop, how to eat, how to prepare their food, how to cook, how to plan, what the heck should they eat, and more. And so it's time for a break right now already. This hour flies by. So we want to thank you for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. We'll be back in just a moment. You're on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, the head of Free Fire Media.
Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. This first segment, we're talking about diabetes, and we're talking about the community talk that's free at our office downtown about diabetes, and most importantly, not just about the condition, but about treating it and even reversing it. And we're teaching foolproof ways that we've seen many, many people get off medications. We've seen them restore their health, feel like they can be present for their families, have confidence in their future about their bodies and what they're going to be able to do. Just one of the most important talks I've ever given. And Megan, you've seen a lot of talks that I've given. Yeah. You've seen a little bit about what I'm going to give in this talk. You haven't seen it yet. But what are your thoughts on giving this talk?
You know, I'm so excited. And as I talk to our patients and even our friends throughout the community too, I don't think that we've heard diabetes reversal in the same sentence. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that there is another option. So, I think that's what I'm most excited for, is the fact that not only can we help with it, but potentially even reverse it. So, I'm super excited about that.
It's an amazing thing. And you know, one of the kind of almost the other side of the coin of that makes me more excited is that people, and I've heard this so much lately, that people will just say, I'm a diabetic.
Right.
And it's like they own that condition. They're resolved to the fact that they have to be that way the rest of their life. They're committed to usually medication for the rest of their life, which I'll get to in just a couple of minutes. But I just really, really want to teach people how to not live that lifestyle, because it's amazing how much suffering they do. And because it occurs slowly, it's like that old story about if you throw a frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump right out. But if you slowly simmer it up to temperature, apparently, I've never done this in biology class, but apparently it'll just simmer till it boils to death. And I would just suggest that's what's happening. This is some of the things that diabetics tend to suffer from. More than 65% of all people with diabetes will eventually die of heart disease. And of course, it's way too early. And you think of those wasted years of time they could be spending with their family and doing things. Blindness, as we talked about earlier. Strokes are very common from that. Kidney failure. Dialysis typically tends to cost $21,000 a month from kidney failure, from the whole system backing up from being diabetic, not to mention amputations. We see so many people, seems to be in this community worse than anywhere. A doc who used to work for me, you never met Dr. Chris. He was a great guy. He's now practicing in New Jersey. He's just a great guy. When he first came here, sometimes we love Redding so much and we live in it so much, it's like it's just our environment, it's just where we live. But he said, I cannot believe how many people there are riding around scooters with amputations.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter your education level, it doesn't matter. It attacks everyone who isn't doing the right things with their body. And I want people to learn and teach that. It can also affect the parts of the nervous system that control blood pressure, heart rate, digestion, and even sexual function. So don't forget about impotence. A lot of people are either kind of on the verge of that or just full on in impotence, and that can be reversed in so many ways and in so many cases. And then of course, nerve damage and neuropathy. Chiropractors being specialists of the nervous system, that is the thing that affects all others. Now the critical thing is people think, well, I am diabetic, but it's under control.
Right.
Meaning they're on medications. And so I would almost suggest that most people should be fearing their medications more than their condition. Now, I don't prescribe medications and I don't prescribe that people get off them. That's not part of my license, but I can, as a consumer myself, educate people about the truth of that. In many cases, it's more likely that you'll die faster from the drugs than you will the diabetes itself. Avandia, was recently finally taken off the market. It was one of the most common diabetes medications. It was found to cause diabetes and other major health conditions. After injuring and killing tens of thousands of Americans, and there were huge class action lawsuits, this reminds me of Vioxx, which was a weight loss drug, a similar type of thing years ago, that was finally pulled off the market after thousands of lives were taken from it. We wonder, we think the FDA is, the speak on the streets, if you will, is so many people say, oh, the FDA doesn't allow so many very helpful drugs. If anything, too many unsafe drugs are allowed out there. Keep in mind that the pharmaceutical lobby is the biggest lobby on the planet. They spend more money lobbying than any food industry, oil, any other two or three combined. There are more lobbyists paid by pharmaceutical companies to lobby the FDA, to lobby Congress to get these drugs through. Scary thing. The risk of heart failure in patients taking diabetes drugs can be up to 100% higher than in those who forgo the drugs. There was recently Takeda Pharmaceuticals, a drug company whistleblower, said that their drug Actos is bringing in tens of billions of dollars in sales at the expense of the lives of people still taking the drug. They allegedly underreported and fraudulently reported serious adverse events, including heart failure, stroke, cancer, suicide, and homicidal ideation, making the drug appear safer than it actually is. Scary thing that we think, as long as it's under control and if someone with a white coat gives it to me, it's probably safe. And we just know that's not true in so many cases.
Yeah. And again, it's that misinformation. And and I know you agree with me here. I don't think the doctor's intentions are bad. They genuinely want to help their patients, but they just don't always have the information they need either. They're not always given that. So, yeah, it's scary. It's scary.
It's so true. And you know, there's an old saying that if your only tool in your hand is a hammer, everything in the world becomes a nail. And so these docs, so many of them would give you the shirt off their back without even blinking. And I've talked to many of them who say, I can't get my patients to exercise. Well, we'll teach you at this talk that we're giving. If you just join us, we're giving a talk on June 17th. That's a week from Monday, on diabetes reversal and prevention. And it's at my downtown office. If you want to attend that, call 243-0889. But one more drug I want to mention, metformin, which makes glucophage, or that is the drug, it can increase your chances of dying from cardiovascular disease by 250%. And so these docs, while super, super well-intentioned most of the time, and it's like, I can't get my patients to exercise. Well, at this talk, we'll teach you how to exercise in as little as 4 minutes. How do you handle if you have joint pain? A lot of people, most diabetics are at least somewhat overweight, and not all, of course, but how do I exercise if it's too painful? It's like, mm-hmm. Well, you know, Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to be great to start. But you do have to start to be great. And I'll teach you how to do that very simply in as little as 4 minutes. I'll teach you how to shop at the grocery store. I'll teach you how to take care of yourself in a way that's enjoyable. It's not a life sentence that you got to eat grass the rest of your life. My wife went this morning to the farmer's market, which is amazing, at City Hall, came home with just a mound of vegetables. She's not only going to eat that, and neither am I, but you got to incorporate some of this good stuff into your body.
Well, and if it's something that I've learned from your other talks, it's not this crazy, crazy drastic changes that we're talking about. It's simple things that we can incorporate to our daily lives that literally any of us can do. It just takes the act of trying. So, just come to the talk and just hear us out and find out what simple things you can do to make possibly one of the biggest changes of your life. So again, that number was 243-0889.
And because Megan's here on the radio, actually Belinda's there at the office because we're there serving patients right now. So, but if the phone tends to be busy, people wanting consultations or wanting to attend the talk, You can give us a call and just leave a message if you want to attend. We will, of course, check the messages and we'll write your name down. But you must RSVP if you're attending, because we have very, very limited seating, and these talks typically fill up. But like I said, we can rent out the Cascade or whatever we need to do, but we've got to know you're coming if we're going to do that. So it's time again for our break. We have one more segment of talking about this, and then we're going to get to K-Lub Valentin, the Python, the professional MMA fighter. We're going to talk about his training life and what he's up to. So thank you again for joining us. You're with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Shasta County's home team, the Reading Colt 45s, are back in action this weekend as they take on the Walnut Creek Crawdads. Come and catch a good old-fashioned baseball game this Friday and Saturday. First pitch for both weekend games will be at 7 p.m. at Tiger Field, located next to the Reading Library. Tickets are just $5 for adults, $3 for seniors, and $2 for children. We look forward to seeing you and the family at the ballpark this weekend as we try to boil the crawdads. It's Colt 45's baseball, where legends are born.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Bob, now you got me into this song, and now I have to talk. I was just going to start singing. Thank goodness I didn't start singing. So, again, we're talking. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce with Megan and Caleb Valentin this morning. Megan runs our front desk, and she is one of the most amazing lovers of people. I said I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We call her the grizzly tamer. Occasionally, when people are in a lot of pain, or maybe they're on a bunch of medications and they come in bad moods, she can turn any frown upside down. It is amazing. She's laughing right now. She has miraculous power. So even if you're in a bad mood, and you come into the office, you will be amazed at Megan. Am I right, Caleb?
She's pretty great.
Yeah. He thinks so. You can see his smile every time he lights up when he comes in to get adjusted. More on that in a moment. But so again, we're talking about diabetes, and we're giving a talk a week from Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. at the office, and we're talking about diabetes reversal. Most people have just said, I am a diabetic, I have it, I've resolved it, and it's under control because I'm on medication, and nothing could be further from the truth, because in many cases the medication is more dangerous than the disease. So some of the key things that we're going to talk about, I keep talking about it. Let me just give you one quick tip. This is one of the things that we're going to cover in more depth. It's one of the things is the ADD principle. Now, I'm not talking about attention deficit disorder, okay? ADD simply means add. It's like the Occam's razor. They say, you know, keep it simple, sweetheart. I don't like the other word. Some people say STUPID, but I don't like my kids to say that, so I don't say it. But keep it simple, sweetheart. ADD principle means add healthy things into your diet. If you're going to go out for donuts, eat an apple before you go out for donuts. If you're going to go, you're going to have a chicken fried steak with gravy and then more french fries and then a milkshake. for a meal. I don't necessarily recommend that as a meal, but I don't, if you're doing that right now, if you're driving your truck and you're listening to the radio and you're gonna stop somewhere where they serve chicken fried steaks, I grew up on those, so I understand. Eat a handful of grapes or an apple before. Eat something with high fiber and a little bit of sugar that's gonna get some fill in your belly so you don't feel like eating the entire chicken fried steak. Anyway, that's just one tip. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about who is at risk for diabetes. Again, why this generation that we're bringing up right now is we are going to outlive them, which is scary because you look at the people in the assisted living homes right now and they're not doing too hot. And if we're saying that the people coming up under us are even worse, scary stuff, we're going to have to make some changes. What are the five most important indicators you're in danger of it? And like we said earlier, symptoms are the worst because 25% of the people who have diabetes don't even know it right now. What are the four most critical things to do to avoid becoming diabetic or to help yourself function or heal if you are? Next, what do I need to know about my spine and my spinal cord? And what the heck does that have to do with diabetes? It has everything to do with it because the spinal cord regulates all functions, including your pancreas, including your cellular reception of the insulin, your sensitivity to the insulin, all of that. What are A1C levels? If your doctor's on top of your condition, what is an A1C level? And how does my spine affect my A1C levels? And how does my diet, of course, affect that? Really important. Next is, why are diabetes and cancer linked? What is the link between those two? We're going to talk about that. Very important. And how do you avoid both? Next is, what should someone eat? Like we talked about before, doctors doing the best that they know how. Medical doctors saying, you just got to take this drug because often people won't change their lifestyle. Well, I have a patient who's been coming to me. His name is Harold. He's been coming to me over 10 years. He had kidney cancer when he came in. We did some lifestyle things and we're taking care of his spine so his body could heal. Well, he reversed his own cancer. Praise God. It's amazing. So he's doing amazingly well. He's in his late 70s. Super healthy guy overall, or so we thought. Comes to me 2 weeks ago and says, I've got diabetes. And by the way, this is what my doctor said. Hands me a piece of paper. This is what the doctor and the dietitian said to eat. Megan, Caleb, and everybody out there, I looked at this and I literally thought it was somebody trying to give somebody diabetes. It was amazing what I read on there. Way too much simple carbohydrate, artificial sweeteners, which by the way are one of the worst things you can put in your body. They do raise insulin levels no matter what anyone has told you. There's very good research that says that they raise insulin levels, which is the worst thing you can do. So we've been working with him now. Sometimes you take your own health for granted when you're feeling so good doing push-ups and things every day in your late 70s. But we've got to work on that. And Harold, if you're listening right now, you're famous now. So we'll have to talk about your success story in a couple months. So lastly, how do you exercise to heal or prevent diabetes? Again, what if you hurt? What if your joints hurt too much to exercise? How do you get around that? What are some specific ways you can do that? How do I exercise an hour and a half a day? Well, the answer is you don't. I don't recommend that anybody exercise an hour a day. Many of you can get a maximum benefit right now by as little as 4 minutes a day. If you doubt that someone can get a workout in 4 minutes, come watch one of Caleb's fights. 3 rounds of 5 minutes with 1 minute break in between. So it's a total of 17 minutes of sheer torture. And he does more what we would call work in CrossFit lingo, work or more energy expended in those 17 minutes than most people do in about 6 months. And I am not kidding. So you don't have to be an MMA fighter like we're going to talk to Caleb in a minute. But you can be very, very healthy and get your heart and your insulin system, your body more sensitive to your insulin in as little as 4 minutes a day. We'll show you all that. So again, if you've just joined us and you want to schedule, call my office at 243-0889. This diabetes prevention and reversal talk will be Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. at my downtown office. It's 243-0889. It is time for a break again. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Caleb the Python Valentin about his MMA career and what that's like, what it's like to be a professional MMA fighter. And so again, thank you for joining us. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I've been working so hard.
the Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Ensemo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture to plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Ensemo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
Shasta County's home team, the Reading Colt 45s, are back in action this weekend as they take on the Walnut Creek Crawdads. Come and catch a good old-fashioned baseball game this Friday and Saturday. First pitch for both weekend games will be at 7 p.m. at Tiger Field, located next to the Reading Library. Tickets are just $5 for adults, $3 for seniors, and $2 for children. We look forward to seeing you and the family at the ballpark this weekend as we try to boil the crawdads. It's Colt 45's baseball, where legends are born.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Bob, you're cracking me up with all this 80s music, and it is actually what I like, but during the break we were talking about the original Karate Kid movie, because sometimes I do the put your hands together and rub them like heal somebody's leg or something. No, actually, I don't really think that's true. But we're talking about Mr. Miyagi, and it makes me laugh because these two are in their early 20s, and I'm sitting here, and, you know, I'm 72. I don't look a day over 42. Chiropractic just works that well and keeps you useful and healthy. That's what I tell people at my talks all the time. I don't look a day over 42. But anyway, so I feel old when we listen to these 80s tunes. But they have seen Karate Kid, right? You guys have seen Karate Kid.
Yes.
So the original, because Caleb, his real name is Caleb, but we just call him Caleb. But we also call him the Python. And you get to know why he's called the Python right now. He's called the Python not just because of his huge pipe arms that are very powerful. They look like pythons. But because I went to see a fight when Megan first started working for us a few months ago. And we went to his first fight that I saw at Wind River here. And he is an all-state wrestler. Phenomenal wrestler, which is his background. He now coaches wrestling all over, but including at Quest Gym, where he trains and coaches the wrestling group there. But also, when a victim comes near him, and he grabs a hold of that victim, and I mean the other fighter during a fight, and he gets a hold of them, he wraps himself around them. If you've ever seen, excuse the graphic image, but if you've ever seen a python eat a mouse, it is a very, very fast, very scary thing. You want to keep your hands away from that whole scene. This is exactly what Caleb's like. And then if the victim happens to slip out of his clutches for like a quarter of a second, he wraps around. I wish you could see me flap my arms really fast. He wraps around the other way like the mouse is not getting away. And it's amazing. These guys in MMA are tough. I mean tough. I train really hard, but when I throw a barbell up over my head 50 times or I climb a rope or do kettlebell swings, they don't hit back and they don't try to choke me. And so there can be pain in the way I train, but I'm telling you, it's amazing. So Caleb the Python Valentin, tell us, what's it like to be a pro MMA fighter?
The biggest thing is discipline. I think everyone, you know, views it as just this brawl and, you know, but there's a lot that goes into it. You know, we're very self-disciplined with our diets, with our workouts. It's very, you know, consuming. You know, you get into it and you have to go 100% or, you know, you're not going to see the benefit from it.
Wow. Yeah. And so I've seen you when you're trying to diet down for a fight, just limit your calories. What's the lowest you ever go in calories, like during a few days before a fight?
It's different each time. But usually the day before I will pretty much not eat anything and just, you know, cut down from there. It's really not that bad. I used to do it a lot worse in high school, when I was cutting weight for wrestling, but you know, I've got it down pat where, you know, I can eat a little bit, the day before. I'll eat, you know, some eggs and get some protein in and then get my final workout to get those last few pounds off. But it's really not as bad as it made out to be.
Yeah, it looks just scary. I know for me, and if you're just joining us, we talked about diabetes during the first segment of the show. And for me, I literally wake up thinking, okay, what am I going to eat for breakfast? What am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to eat for dinner? What am I going to eat 3 weeks from now? Food is like all consuming to me. The only thing worse than training as hard as you train, I think, is training and not being able to eat. So anyway, that's pretty scary. So talk to me about your training. How do you prepare for fights when you there's literally infinite numbers of things you can work on at any given time, right?
Right. There's a lot that goes into it, not only in just the technical aspect of fighting, with the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu, the boxing, the Muay Thai. You know, those are just some of the facets of MMA. And then you have to also make sure your cardio is in shape, your muscles are ready to go. So there's just a ton that goes into it. You know, sometimes you'll have to get 3 to 4 workouts just to cover all your bases in one day. You know, wow. We usually start out, yeah, it is pretty intense. We start out usually in the mornings and do some sparring, and then, after that, you know, maybe get a meal in, maybe just go right to, you know, maybe some weightlifting or something like that. And then at night, you know, jiu-jitsu and boxing, and you know, that's a full day, you know,
right.
Each one of those workouts are, you know, an hour long. So
wow.
It really takes a lot out of you. So you need to make sure that you're taking proper care of your body, taking proper care of your diet. And, you know, I've found that chiropractic really helps with that, because it enables me to recover and get to my next workout and, you know, not have as many bumps and bruises for the next one and feel better.
Awesome. Good. So more about that, of course, in a little bit, since I love talking chiropractic. But one of the things that I noticed in that fight in your victim was that the victim had like a neck of steel, because you were choking that guy out for about 14 minutes and 50 seconds of that, other than the quarter of a second where he tried to escape your clutches. But do you train for pain tolerance? Like when you said Muay Thai, I picture the guys like in the old Van Damme movies kicking the post with their shins. Like, do you train for pain tolerance? What's that like?
It just kind of comes naturally, especially with the sparring. You know, it's very natural, you know, to get in the face. I say that, you know, being an MMA fighter, most people would think, oh, getting in the face, no thank you.
Right.
But it's pretty natural to me now, so it's not like it's a big thing where, you know, I'll get hit. Even in a fight, it's even less because the adrenaline's pumping, so it's not something you really even think about. It just kind of, it's second nature now.
Interesting.
But I have seen him kick a post. So.
I can imagine. So speaking of pain tolerance, so Megan, what's that like? Is it painful to watch your husband get hit, and how do you get used to that?
Oh, I don't know that you do fully. I mean, it does become the norm. That sounds so odd, but yeah, it does become the norm. So, I remember the first time, when he first started getting into this a couple years ago, I said, I have to come watch a practice, because there's no way that I'm going to watch a fight. I think I'll cry. And I did. But yeah, it's really hard seeing this person that you just love and adore get hit, and you, it's hard not to feel like the other person's a bad person, but
yeah.
I'm getting used to it, so it's okay.
Yeah, that was an interesting mix to watch Megan at the fight, because we had literally just met her that week, and I'm telling you, when you meet Megan, she is like the sweetest human being on the planet, and yet she's getting up there and cheering for Caleb. It's this interest. She never outright said, "Kill him!" But it was a little bit of that spirit in there. But she loves everybody. But when it comes to her husband, she's a mama bear. So yeah. Don't mess with my husband. But we're always making jokes. It's almost time for breaking in. But we are always making jokes about Caleb. Like, oh, well, we can do anything. Caleb's here. Like, we're eating at Gorilla Bites, where I eat all the time right down the hall from my office. Phenomenal food there. And so we're all eating there. We happened to meet there by chance. And this guy walked by that looked a little bit scary and was yelling stuff. I don't know what was going on. But I didn't say anything. But I said I could have said something to him just because Caleb's here. You can do anything with Caleb here. Anyway, it's time for a break. When we come back, more MMA talk. Caleb's going to train us on how to get our best out of our bodies and our lives. So again, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Howdy, folks. This is Nate Abarea, your Redding Colt 45's broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll have special guests throughout the ballgame, including manager Rick Pizzetti and former Major League pitcher Greg Catteray. Our broadcast will begin at 7 as the Colt 45's take on the Walnut Creek Crawdads. It's sure to be an exciting evening of baseball at Tiger Field. Catch all the action right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Redding Colt 45s.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Wham? Okay, wham. All right. We would have been laughed at for listening to that when I was a kid. Anyway, that's okay, Bob. Now I like it. You can like that stuff now. You guys probably don't even know that song, do you? This was like one of the first boy bands that all the girls just went crazy over. At least I think that's George Michael. Anyway, I get them all confused.
That is George Michael.
That was like my Metallica days, but that's another story. But anyway, Metallica just coming onto the scene in 1984. So we're talking to Caleb the Python. And again, he's a python because his victims look like mice when he's clutched around them. He is a professional MMA fighter. And we know him because he's married to Megan, who runs our front desk. And together they are an amazing couple. And the stuff they do together is just awesome. And so we're talking about mixed martial arts fighting and what that's like. So Caleb, what is it like, why, first of all, has MMA, it seems like MMA has been popping up everywhere. There's a lot of gyms in town here. It's been huge on television. Why do you think the huge rise in popularity of MMA?
I just think it's part of our human nature, to like fighting. I think we're bred for it. Wrestling is probably the oldest sport, in the world. So I think it's just part of our human nature to hunt, to wanna, you know, grapple, to fight. So we really get into, you know, watching and learning and, you know, just being a part of that whole scene. So people, you know, they just cling to it because of all the action and the, relatability of it, you know, just being a boy, you know, just punching something, right?
100%. And interestingly, in the Bible says that God is a warrior. God himself is a warrior. And, Caleb, by the way, if you don't know him, he's a very outspoken Christian. And one of the things, Caleb, that my wife and I were super honored to see after your fight, you graciously won. You were very gentlemanly to your opponent. And then, the ring girl came up, and it's a tradition for the ring girl to take a picture with the victor. And Caleb was not the least bit rude, but out of honor to this woman and to his wife, he just gentlemanly bowed out and just said, no, thank you. Like, basically, my only picture with a woman is next to my wife. And so I just thought that was just fantastic. So what does it feel like as and we said Megan was very, very gracious and to the opponent and everything else, because she's also an outspoken Christian. She loves God with all her heart. And yet there's this, how do you wrestle with that sort of seeming dichotomy that I want to kill this guy and yet I love him because he's my brother because Jesus loves him?
A lot of practice. when I was just starting wrestling as a kid, I think I was around 14, I wasn't as gracious as I am now, especially in losing. I would throw a big enough tantrum when I was a kid, throw my headgear across the gym or what have you. But just a lot of practice with wrestling. You know, it's impossible to hold a grudge, because if you did, you'd have 1,000 grudges.
Right.
So it's part of the sport. We know what we're getting into, and we know the outside of it. You know, there's no reason to. It actually probably brings people closer, because, you know, you see the level of what's the word I'm looking for? Pain that they're willing to go to for this sport, just like you. So it's very relatable.
Right.
And it's easier to get along afterwards, because, you know, it's like, you know, when you have a fight with someone, you know, it's like, right, all your emotions are already gone, you know, and there's nothing left to do but love on someone.
Right. Boy, I actually can relate. Being married now for almost 17 years, I can relate completely.
Yeah.
Honey, I know you're listening. I love you very much. Speaking of that, Megan, you were sort of nodding your head when he was talking about tantrums. Tell us briefly how you guys met and how long you've known him and how long have you seen any of these tantrums?
Absolutely. So, we met, it's a sweet story. Foothill High School, which is where we both went, he's a year older than I am, puts on an orientation dance. And so, as a freshman, I went to that dance, and Caleb was one of the leaders there. So, there was a dance, and he asked me to dance, and he sang Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, before I even knew his name. So, we started dating a couple weeks after that. So, wow. I was 14.
It was my singing that got her.
It was.
Clearly.
But yeah, so I have seen those. I remember specifically one at the Masters, which is the big, end of the year wrestling event that determines whether you can go to state or not. So, but yeah, so I've seen a lot of change and a lot of, growth, and it's been an honor really to walk through that with him and just see him become the man he is. So.
Fantastic. And I know he would say the same about you, right, Caleb? We have about 30 seconds. What's your version of that story?
she pretty much nailed it. We hit it off, and it's been great ever since.
Love at first sight. I didn't get to meet my wife till I was 26 or 25. Then shortly before I was 26. But, love is the most powerful force in the universe, and we say God, we don't just say, but he says God is love. So anyway, it's time for another break again before our last segment. We're going to talk more about MMA fighting and what that's like when we come back. Thank you for joining us this morning. Again, you're with Dr. Todd Royce with Positively Healthy Radio, and you are on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Jump, also from, I think, 1984. Anyway, good stuff. We listen to great music when we work out hard. So we're talking. This is Dr. Todd Royce again, your downtown Reading chiropractor, and we are talking with Caleb and Megan Valatin. Caleb is a professional MMA fighter. And we're talking about what his training's like, what his diet's like, what it's like to be a Christian and a fighter. And so we're going to talk now about how what his training is like and how he uses chiropractic in his training. So he's been coming to me since his wife started working for us. And so what's chiropractic like for you in your fighting career?
Well, chiropractic used to be sort of a quick fix for me, actually. I've been going to a chiropractor since I was probably 5 or 6. And it used to be I'd go there when I had pain or, you know, my rib would be out from wrestling or, you know, my back would be sore. Right. I'd go to the chiropractor and they'd fix me and, you know, I'd feel good for a while. And what you've really done is educated us on, you know, overall wellness and, you know, the benefits from constantly going. And, you know, I've really noticed in my time, especially as a fighter, going to you 3 times a week, you know, I don't have as many aches and pains, and they're longer lasting fixes rather than just the quick fix when I am hurting.
Great.
And I don't notice as many, pains and helps me recover a lot faster that way.
Awesome. So faster recovery, what does that translate to?
Just, you know, whether it be less pain, I'm able to sleep better, my allergies are better, so all of the above really help with that recovery and, just really helps my training.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of the things that, and I'm the strength and conditioning coach for my kids' swim team, and we talk about nutrition and getting adjusted and all these things that really contribute to your overall health. And if you're just doing 20 or 30% better than your opponent in all those areas, it adds up because you can work out harder. You can produce more in your body. And it's amazing. You just keep climbing up the stairs while someone else might be out with an injury. They might just be out tired or out sick versus you taking care of yourself chiropractically and the right nutrition. You're just going to keep going up. So good job. Well done. So right. Megan, what have you noticed?
Well, and it's crazy. I mean, the things he's always struggled with sleep, and so for me, and I've never had the issue. And so being married and just seeing him with this struggle and just the difference from when he gets a good night's sleep, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the fact that God created your body and there's all that power within your spinal cord. So just the tiniest little thing can make the biggest difference to making sure that your body's functioning at, you know, 100% of its fullest potential, and knowing that my husband's going in there with under the best care possible, the way that God intended him to, it's amazing.
Fantastic. Good.
Yeah.
Well, we are about done here. Amazing how fast the hour goes. We'd love to have you guys back. This is amazing. Maybe after your next fight. Where's your next fight?
Might be at Wind River again, actually.
Okay, good.
So July 27th, I think that is.
Awesome. Keep us posted. And so it's all time to wrap up, by the way, to attend our diabetes talk or just to come in and talk about your needs. We never charge anyone to sit down and talk about their needs. Call the office at 243-0889. That's 243-0889. Thank you very much. Enjoy this beautiful hot day. Get out to the lake, but not after 2 because I'll be there.
Radio, I'm Hank Weinblum. Well, President Obama talks with China's leader in California. A diplomatic problem crops up in Pakistan over U.S. drone strikes.
The Prime Minister of Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador to Islamabad in protest after an American drone strike yesterday killed 9 people in North Waziristan. Pakistani intelligence officials say the missile killed at least 6 militants. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was sworn in as Prime Minister on Wednesday in his inaugural address, called for an immediate end to U.S. drone attacks.
Fox's Jonathan Wachtel, who covers the United Nations. The president talking about immigration reform in his regular Saturday address, calling on Americans to push congressional opponents to get a deal done.
They'll try to play politics with an issue that the vast majority of Americans want addressed. And if they succeed, we will lose this chance to finally fix an immigration system that is badly broken.
Today's Republican address was by Congressman Luke Messer of Indiana. His